All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel We welcome you in our program All About Paradise Today inshallah we'll be talking about wudu and its reward in terms of paradise And we'll also talk about some blessings of paradise what a believer will attain. So be with us from start till end, fascinating and informative information inshallah we'll be sharing with you. Let's make few good intentions before we proceed towards our topic of the day. Respected viewers, my Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya gives us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should make this intention. You will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn and you'll pass this knowledge to others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. As earlier I explained that today we'll be talking about wudu and its reward in terms of paradise. We'll also talk about a bit of beautiful description of Jannah too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's begin with one beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, if a person does wudu properly and reads kalima shahada, all 8 portals of heaven are opened for him and he may enter through anyone he desires. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respect you viewers of Madani Channel. All we have to do is to perform wudu consciously, properly, with khushu and khudu. And then we have to recite once kalima shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That's it. Allahu Akbar. And there are 8 doors of Jannah. And it is mentioned, Bishara is, you see, glad tiding is. What is that glad tiding? What is the good news? That person may enter from any door he wishes to. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So inshallah, make an intention that whenever you would perform wudu, you will recite once kalima shahada. And inshallah, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will enter into paradise. Through any door, inshallah, we will wish, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let me tell you another beautiful blessing in this regard too. Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has been reported to have said in a blessed hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, if a person reads Surah Qadr once after wudu,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم
How long does it take? Allahu Akbar. If you have memorized it, if you haven't done, try to memorize it and recite it after every wudu, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. What is the blessing? Let me mention that. If one who recites this surah, Surah Qadr, once after wudu, he will be amongst Siddiqeen. And if he reads it twice, he will be amongst the shuhada. And if he reads it 3 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with his Prophet alayhi salam on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let me mention another beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, reported by Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The key to paradise is prayer," meaning salah, "and the key to salah is ablution," meaning wudu. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we want to attain proper blessings of Jannah, then we need to offer salah. And if we want to have essence of salah, blessings of salah in reality, then what should we do? We should perform wudu properly, consciously. And if our wudu and our salah will be with khushu and khudu, will be done properly, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, end result will be in the shape of Jannah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an. What a great personality in the history of Islam, Mu'adhin of Islam, beloved of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Respected viewers, at the time of the Fajr Salah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, "Tell me of the best deed you did after embracing Islam. I heard your footsteps in front of me in paradise." Bilal radiyallahu anhu replied, "I did not do anything worth mentioning except whenever I performed ablution wudu during the day or night. I prayed after that ablution as much as was written for me," meaning tahiyyatul wudu salah. Allahu Akbar. Respect viewers, we understand that Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an's footsteps, they were heard by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. We're talking about paradise. Allahu Ghani. When it was inquired from Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an about the action, what was the action? He used to perform wudu, and after performing wudu, he would perform tahiyyatul wudu. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Ghani. Subhanallah. So if one wants to attain the blessings of Jannah, one of the beautiful ways is to remain pure and pure. One should be in the state of wudu, and subhanallah, this beautiful act of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu after performing wudu, if it is time of nafil salah, you can offer 2 rak'at salah with an intention of tahiyyatul wudu. In my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he has given us this beautiful madani in'am, or a pious act, which is now called, that we should also perform. He has encouraged us every day if we can perform 2 nafil for tahiyyatul wudu, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Having heard this beautiful blessing, I hope those fortunate ones, they do, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, they'll be blessed with this blessing. And those that heard this first time, from today onwards, make an intention that you, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, will try to perform tahiyyatul wudu after performing wudu if it is time of nafil salah. Another beautiful point we learn, that the power of hearing of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam heard the footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is able to hear the footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an, then he, alayhi salatu wassalam, can also hear the plea made by his ummati anywhere from this world, inshaAllah. Ahlazat rahmatullahi ta'ala says, "Faryad ummati jo kare haal zar mein, mumkin nahi ki khair bashar ko khabar na ho." If anyone from his ummah makes a plea in his blessed court, it is not possible that the best of creation is unaware of the plea which is made in his blessed court. Let me mention another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is mentioned in Jannah, in a believer's adornment would reach the places where ablution reaches, meaning the more parts of the body water will flow, that part of the body will adorn it would beautify inshallah on the day of judgment. So alhamdulillah, we learned that these are the blessings of performing wudu. If we want to attain paradise, if we want to have beauty in paradise, one of the ways is to perform wudu, to perform salah inshallah, and we should do that with proper khushu and khudu. Respected viewers, if a person who fulfills the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follows the commands of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, he lives his life according to the righteous beliefs and the righteous deeds he performs throughout his life, and if he is able to please his Lord Azza wa Jal, then what happens? It is mentioned in the Holy Quran. It is said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. Translation from Kanzul Iman. It will be said to the pious, O satisfied soul, return to your Lord in the state that you are pleased with him and he is pleased with you. Then enter the ranks of my chosen bondsmen and enter my paradise. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Shail, in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned regarding Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, the contented soul. Those people are being mentioned who spent their life with true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission and worship, finding peace and comfort in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, remaining steadfast upon faith and certainty, and submitting to the order given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of death, those people will be addressed, O contented soul. According to one saying, this addresses will be delivered in the hereafter. And further it is mentioned in ayah, irji'i ila rabbik, meaning return towards your Lord. It will be said to the sincere Muslim, return towards your Lord in the condition that you are pleased with him and he azza wa jal is pleased with you. And come into my paradise, subhanallah. Returning towards the Lord means to enter his mercy, proximity and presence. Further, fadkhuli fi ibadi, then enter the ranks of my chosen bondsmen. The contented soul will be told to join the company of Allah's bondsmen and enter into paradise. In this verse, the excellence of the company and proximity of pious people is also apparent, that Allah Almighty first ordered him to join the company of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then commanded to enter into paradise. And it is true that the company of the pious people is a means of rectifying the heart and entry to paradise. What paradise dwellers will be made to eat first? Let's find out. Amongst the foods of paradise, meat is number one and rice is number two. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, surely we will eat meat and rice while sitting at the feet of the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moreover, first of all, the dwellers of paradise will eat the side of fish liver. Isn't it interesting fact? Fruits and shadow of heavenly trees. Subhanallah. In the Holy Quran, it is stated, the fruit clusters will be brought down low to be pecked. Kanzul Iman, part 29, Surah Al-Dahr, verse 14. The dwellers of paradise will be able to eat the fruits of paradise while sitting and lying. The shadow of the trees of paradise will cover them, and the fruit clusters of the trees of paradise will be brought down low so that they can pick the clusters while standing, sitting, lying in every posture at their convenience, subhanallah, and eat as they like. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, in paradise there is a huge tree called Az-Zillul Mamdood, under the shadow of which a swift rider can ride for 100 years in its proximity. The people of the upper rooms and other dwellers of paradise will sit and converse in its shade, and some will express their wishes, some will recall worldly play and amusement. Then Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal will send a wind from paradise that will move the tree and worldly play and amusement, so that they experience joy with better substitute for worldly play and amusement. Allahu Akbar. Whatever wish a person will have in Jannah, he will be granted, because there is no grief whatsoever in Jannah, except that moment person would have spent in negligence in this dunya. Allahu Akbar, he will have that grief that if only I would have done more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya, and today I would have attained more highest rank in Jannah. That will be the only grief in Jannah. Otherwise, there won't be any grief whatsoever. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, the heavenly palm trees' twigs are of emerald, and the joints of branches of red gold, and its branches are cloths of the dwellers of paradise. Its fruit is equal to the earthen pots and containers that are whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and softer than butter. They do not have any seed. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, many people will gather around a pomegranate among the heavenly pomegranates and eat it. And if one of them wishes for something and mentions it, it will get it from the spot where he will be eating. Let me tell you about jujube tree. One day, a villager Muslim came and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, without any doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about a painful tree in the Holy Quran, and I do not think that there is a tree in paradise that will prove to be painful for his owner. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to him, which tree is it? He said, jujube tree. It's painful as it has thorns. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, hasn't Allah Azza wa Jal said this? Fi sidrim mahmud. They will be amongst the berry trees without thorns, subhanAllah. Allah Almighty will cut its thorns, and in place of every thorn, it will grow a fruit, so that the tree will grow fruits instead of thorns. And in its fruit will be 72 colors, and no color from them will resemble another. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Al-Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a famous commentator, has stated in Mira'atul Manajih, it is luminous jujube tree whose root is in the sixth heaven and branches on the seventh heaven. Hajar is city of Yemen, where there is a big earthen pot. The berries of that tree are like the eaten pots of Hajar. Keep in mind that jujube tree is the greatest of all the trees, and after that is the palm tree. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are learning about paradise. We are learning about the blessings of paradise. Let me mention the ages of people in paradise. The greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the dwellers of paradise will be hairless, beardless, white in complexion, with kohl in their eyes, and of the same age of 33 years. And like Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, they will be 60 cubits in height and 7 cubits in width. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Respecting this, in this dunya, we have got so many impurities which are associated with our body, which is natural. But in Jannah, there won't be impurity, filth, defecation, urine, saliva, earwax, and body dirt at all. A fragrant and refreshing burp will come out, fragrant sweat will emanate, and all food will be digested. And a fragrance of musk will emanate from the burp and sweat. Everyone will be given the strength equivalent to a 100 people of eating and drinking. Allahu Akbar. Tasbih and takbir will flow from the tongue of all time, intentionally and unintentionally, just like breath. Allahu Akbar. Especially viewers, in this dunya, we are worried about our appearance. Let me tell you what will be our appearance in Jannah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Holy Quran, تَعْرِفُوا فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, you will recognize the freshness of serenity on their faces. It is stated in the commentary of Siratul Jinan, when you look at them, you will recognize the freshness of serenity on their faces, and they will illuminate due to happiness, and the effects of the heart's happiness will show upon their faces. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Shen, this is the beauty of Jannah. This is the blessing of Jannah. This is what a person will get in this world today. If we perform wudu, if we keep ourselves pure, pure, and we remain clean, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, this will illuminate our faces in Jannah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Those body parts that are washed in wudu, inshaAllah, they will, inshaAllah, shine on the day of judgment, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Today, if we offer salah, this will become means for us to enter into Jannah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Because salah is key to paradise, and ablution, wudu, is key to salah. So they're all interconnected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those they remain pak and pure, alhamdulillah. So if we remain pak and pure, if we do wudu, if we offer salah, if we stand and do qiyam and do ruku and sujood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a beautiful abode, everlasting blessing, bliss and joy for us, inshaAllah, in the form of paradise. I hope you must have enjoyed, learned this fascinating and informative information about paradise. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode of All About Paradise. Until then, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.